95.9 KCHA, 1580, and 103.3. Streaming online, kchanews.com. It's a Monday morning. We are being joined by Annette and Cameron at the Cheryl City Public Library. Good morning, you two.
Morning.
Morning, Chris.
Well, hopefully your week is starting off pretty good.
So far, it's been pretty good, but we've only just gotten started.
That's right. Just got started. You know, it's much warmer, at least the start of this week, as compared to what we had last week and what's to come. So anyway, we'll move on from the weather subjects. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Let's start off with the children's activities. Annette, what do you got coming up?
We've got an Easter egg hunt on Tuesday with some Easter crafts, and we'll have some take and make bags in the lobby too this week. So if you can't make our Easter egg hunt, you can always stop in anytime and pick up our take and make bags. But the hunt is on April 12th at 3:45. And you come, you find some eggs, and you get to eat candy while you make some crafts.
Can't go wrong with that. Hard to believe that Easter.
I was going to say, if I was a young child, this would be the perfect program for me.
It definitely would be. So that's coming up once again tomorrow. Let's see. We'll go ahead and talk about your scholarship that you have.
Yeah. So I guess for teens, we have a high school scholarship for graduating seniors to apply. That is made possible from the Friends of the Public or Charles City Public Library. And that is due April 24th. So you can find that application on our website, or you can pick up a paper copy in the library.
Okay, excellent. Now, I know you had something else that you wanted to talk about, a couple of different episodes, if you will.
Yeah, so we have online, application, I guess would be the correct term, but it's Brain Fuse products, and one is specifically to help with kids with homework. It's called Help Now, and it offers live tutoring with certain times where you can sign up to talk out assignments and problems with a live tutor. They've also got a writing lab, so you can submit your paper, your term paper that you just finished, and they will check it over, supplying grammatical corrections and other suggestions that would be pertinent to your topic and paper. They also offer standardized tests, study guides, and a language lab. So it's got a lot of variety in it, and it's a pretty useful tool.
Yeah, definitely. Now, thanks for reminding me that. Brain Fuse is what I was trying to think of when we were introing that. But, you know, if we only had this much homework help back when we were in school, I mean, the kids have a lot of help nowadays.
Yeah, it would have definitely helped with my APA citation and MLA citation. I think by the end of high school, it was kind of a morphed citation format. So this tool would definitely help with that if anybody is also struggling with that like I did in high school.
You bet. How do we access those? Just on the library website?
Our website, yep.
Okay.
There's a button right on our front page. So.
Right on the front page. Oh, I see it right there. All right. Well, you can't make it any more easier than what it is there right on the home page. So check that out, charles-city.lib.ia.us. Of course, we'll talk more about the contact info here in a bit. But Cameron, do you have some adult events coming up?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to rattle a bunch of them off. So, first of all, tomorrow at 10 a.m., we have our Scrabble Club. Normally, that's the first Tuesday of every month. It got delayed by a week this time. But please come and join us for some non-competitive Scrabble games. It does not matter what your skill level is. Everyone's encouraged and welcome to come and participate at that. Again, that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Scrabble Club.
Excellent.
Next week, then, we have our Adult Coloring Crafternoons. That takes place on April 19th at 6 p.m. You can come and you can socialize. Feel free to bring other crafts if you don't want to do any coloring. But we do have coloring pages that are available, as well as a couple of different kinds of tools that you can use to color them in, some colored pencils, some pens, et cetera, et cetera. So again, that's April 19th at 6 p.m., Adult Coloring Crafternoons.
Okay.
Then, the end of next week, there is still time for adults to sign up for Art With You 22. The first session that begins on April 22nd, that focuses on painting and drawing techniques. I believe that starts at 6 p.m., April 22nd, and there will be a couple of classes as that session continues after that, but there is still room on our sign-up sheet, so contact us to register. We also want to shout out the Floyd County Community Foundation for their funding to allow us to partner with the Charles City Arts Center on that.
Awesome partnership.
Yeah, there absolutely. The last thing that I want to shout out real quick, we have our True Crime Book Club happening on April 25th, that's a Monday, at 5:30 p.m., you can come to the library to pick up a copy of Are You There Alone, which focuses on the Andrea Yates case. The discussion is going to be held in our Zastra room. I've attended several of them, and they've all been incredibly interesting, if a little bit morbid. It is true crime.
That's right.
So if you're interested in that, read the book or look up the case before April 25th at 5 p.m. and come join us for that.
All right. Perfect. And as always, go ahead and share your contact info, website, phone number, hours.
So our website is www.charles-city.lib.ia.us. Our phone number is 641-257-6319. And we're located at 106 Milwaukee Mall.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you very much, you two, for joining us, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Awesome. Good. Thanks.
All right. As always, it was a pleasure. Once again, Annette and Cameron from the Charles City Public Library here on KCHA.